It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show.
Well, come on, Fry.
Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226.
Come on, join the fun. Fry's participation, Harry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Overrated.
His words off air.
No, I'm good.
Yeah. Wow.
Very dismissive. Not only the song, but of you, sir. Of you, Chad Hartman, inviting him in.
I apologize.
I'm a journalist. I will not lower myself. I'm told parka sales, winter hat sales, galoshes are off the charts. Did it snow? Do we have any snow updates? Send me how much snow you had from this chilly, terrible fall morning.
To you, or should we have it?
Adam.Carter at Odyssey.com. There had to be, I heard about 4 inches.
I used to have to read snowfall totals at my last radio job every time it snowed.
My God.
There was like a list of 30 towns.
I hope you left. Okay. Text away, not the snow totals. What do you have for overrated, underrated, properly rated news guy? You're first up.
I'm going to be pretty light today. Overrated. We need to stop with all of the flavored Oreos that are in the world, because this weekend I tried the Coca-Cola flavored Oreos just because they made me buy them, and they were terrible. They were not good.
Well, this is an oldie but a goodie, because we've talked about it multiple times. It's only a matter of months before there's just an Oreos grocery store.
Yes.
Because there are so many Oreo flavors to pick from, and most of them are garbage.
Yeah, not
as
good.
An example, Coca-Cola M&Ms.
Yeah, and they have a drink. There's a Coke or Oreo flavored Coca-Cola drink now too, which is a little better.
Are you just not sleeping well because of Hazel, and you're imagining
it's
this?
Just a blur. Pretty much.
Oh, my God.
Properly rated, Tom Rinaldi has a new podcast out called Sacred Acre. It's about the killing of Ed Thomas, the head football coach in Appleton Parkersburg. Yeah. And it's only 2 episodes so far, but, man, he is just one of the best storytellers you could ever listen to. And it hits close to home because I was a senior in high school when that happened, and we were probably 30 minutes away from Parkersburg. So that was...
Yeah, horrifying story for sure. We've had Rinaldi on the show more often on serious stories. Mm-hmm. Look it up, Dave. Is it the man with the red hat? Was that the 9/11?
The red bandana.
Yeah,
red bandana.
Yeah.
I watched it on 9/11. Seaford tweeted out. It's like a must-watch every year.
It's phenomenal.
It absolutely is.
Rinaldi, couple times on that. Really, really good. So I'm sure... Mm-hmm. This is outstanding. Rinaldi also, another time we had him on, was my guy growing up, Lyman Bostock.
That was a great story.
It was very well done storytelling on a horrifying story. That Lyman, who because of my father, I had a chance to get to know pretty darn well, to be honest. I had talked to him a week before. It's like a week, 10 days before when the Twins were in town. He was giving me crap for not going to the game. If you forget, Lyman's from Gary, Indiana. He's playing for the Angels after playing really poorly at the plate early in the year. He's now having success. He offered to give some of his money back. Play the White Sox. They head to Gary. And he's with, his sister. And the sister's estranged husband, estranged boyfriend, shoots and kills Lyman. And Rinaldi had so many good interviews on that. He's... a great, great journalist.
Well, just the sound they can use in interview, because it's hard in those podcasts to sort of paint the picture. And he talked about this in an interview with Sports Illustrated about how do you paint the picture of a town of 2,000 people in Iowa? And just the sound they can weave in is just very good.
It's very, very well.
That's all I got. I was kind of light today on my overrated, underrated.
Dave, did Mark know he was a participant in overrated, underrated, properly rated?
He was made aware.
Made aware.
I do have one more if you want me to extend it.
Okay.
My overrated one more, the McDonald's self-service kiosks. I don't know why we're doing this, but they never work. I don't know if you ever partake in the Golden Arches.
McDonald's.
Yeah, I'm going after you.
So what part of the kiosk does not work?
Nothing. So I was there yesterday. Often, a few times throughout the year, I'll stop and get a caffeine beverage or two. And I was in there yesterday, and it just, like, didn't work. And this other kid had put change in there and stuff, and it just brought down the whole system. So why can't we just have workers at the at the desk?
I would say this. Good knowing Mark Fry. If you take on McDonald's, I'm not sure your safety is assured.
Right. Yeah.
Is that fair?
I think Ronnie Mack is coming after you right now with the Hamburglar in tow.
Yeah, good luck. Underrated Earl. Yeah, Earl called in on one of your days off last week, Eric. And it's hard to tell which day off you had.
I had a lot going on.
Yeah, I mean, you've barely been here. Earl was angry. Earl was upset. Earl said he had taken a long break from the station, tried it again, and I was the same disaster he remembered.
Upset with you in particular?
Yeah, yes. Me in particular.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Wants me to retire, wants me to leave, all sorts of things.
A lot of people are saying that.
Don't mess with the original Oreo. That's what Donna says. I don't mind if they add one or two. But can you, Mark, can you look? What is your guess? I would guess they've added 50 different Oreo flavors. Do you think they have the actual?
I think that might be a little light.
Is that light?
It might be.
It's just.
We're getting to the point where they're going to come out with the Lutefisk Oreo.
Again, anybody who has Lutefisk, look into your soul and examine what's going on.
This list says there are 85-plus Oreo flavors.
85-plus.
And our guy Carter prefers the Oreo Thins.
Yeah. I think he called it peak. Peak Oreo, of course, is the Oreo Thin. No other human on the planet thinks peak Oreo is the Oreo Thin. Oreo! Doesn't think Oreo Thin is their peak
That's
product.
That's why they went double stuff. You need more stuff. You don't need less stuff.
Wow. You've struck a nerve here. The self-ordering system is terrible. Even the staff struggles with it. Now, somebody says get the McDonald's app. It works every time. Another one says the kiosks are freaking awful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. I might run for president on this platform.
Thank God. Well, considering some of the buffoons we have running for offices all across,
I have to wait a year.
All across this state and the country, it seems like a valid reason. What do you have to say? 651-461-9226. More of Overrated next on CCO. All right, Dave Harrigan, it is your turn. By the way, keep them coming in. What do you have for Overrated, Underrated, Properly Rated? 651-461-9226 on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text lines.
Underrated, the power of clean windows. Went through the house yesterday afternoon, pulled down a bunch of the screens, you know, washed them, got rid of all the you know, cottonwood stuff that had gone on there, gotten on there through the spring and summer, washed a lot of the windows with the Windex. I was very proud of myself yesterday afternoon.
Do you take it serious?
I do take it a little serious. I don't do it nearly
as... Do you tape it? I mean, so you're not, you know, getting any of the Windex on the wood? I mean, that would be taking it serious.
I'm not that serious.
Okay, so you know...
Well, I'll say this. I am that serious. I'm just very skilled with the Windex.
You control your Windex
yes.
better than anybody else controls their Windex.
My spray pattern, I got it down. All right, no, we're not going left or right. I know where I'm aiming. Boom.
Do you change the spray pattern pending the window, or do you stay consistent?
Well, I mean, windows, you got all sorts of different sizes and shapes, you know. And
yeah, right.
So you gotta
especially
mix
a big
it up.
House like yours.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Exactly right. But the difference it makes just walking through the house that you don't realize for the months and months before you actually finally do it.
Yeah, I need to do that myself.
It is a nice thing.
What's your rate?
How much you willing to pay?
$5.
I'm in.
Total.
I'm in.
Not per window or anything.
I'll do it for $5.
Okay, thanks.
I'll do anything for $5.
Okay. Come on over.
Including make breakfast, because also underrated, my breakfast game. Underrated. I told you we had a lot of people spending the night at our house last Friday.
You seemed excited about it.
Five different kids, parents involved.
Yeah.
Got up early Sunday. I had the pancakes going. We had the regular. We had the chocolate chip. We had the blueberry.
When are you adding your chocolate chips?
As they go in on the grill.
Okay.
Yep. As they go on, just drop them in and boom.
Yep.
Yep. You got your chocolate chip. Same with the blueberries. But even better
than that.
Do you
have any trick about your batter and what you're doing with the pancakes, or is it just standard?
I've got a good recipe.
Okay.
I've got a good recipe. Not my own, but I found, I've tested a few out that I found online. This is my favorite. And
what
it doesn't
is, what
involve.
Is it?
You want everything? Two cups of flour? A quarter cup of sugar?
I mean, Mark, he wasn't making like a souffle.
No.
These are pancakes. Yeah. It's probably like three items.
Well, the nice thing about it, it doesn't involve buttermilk. So you don't have to go to the store and buy a, you know, little thing of buttermilk that you're only going to use a quart of it and then dump the rest.
Good point.
It's just milk.
Other items you buy for something you're preparing and you never use it again. Buttermilk, way up on the list.
Cilantro.
Cilantro.
I'm going to have tacos one night and toss the rest.
651-461-9226. Yeah.
But along with the pancakes, sweet potato hash browns.
Oh.
I think the sweet potato as a breakfast item needs to get more love.
I think that's good. I will tell you, can I just jump in? My omelet game, back-to-back omelets for Q, just tremendous. My omelet game.
We've talked about that before, the... I don't know. I'd have to try your omelet first. I feel like I'm a pretty good omelet
maker. A non-believer.
I mean, he had no items. Then he assaulted McDonald's, and he's ripping my omelet game.
I don't know.
He goes, I'm not even sure. Okay, well, you know, for you, $50.
Right.
Could we have an omelet off in the studio?
Well, if we had a grill, that'd be nice.
If we're not going to blow any fuses, starting a grill, maybe.
Oh, God, if we did blow a fuse and this building went down... Odyssey would name us Employee of the Year.
Right.
Get rid of this place. Hey, how's that new equipment? Oh, that's right. We don't have the new equipment in here yet. Was that supposed to be like in May? Dave, silence?
It's coming up.
Yeah. And now they're gone?
It's happening.
The equipment people have just vanished.
Just wait for it.
Okay.
Just wait for it.
Okay.
Last thing I have. Overrated. This headline in the Star Tribune over the weekend. Fall color guide.
Oh, God.
8 ways to experience Minnesota's autumn in action.
What a bunch of suckers.
And the fact that we called it leaf peeping.
Which sounds frightening, by the way.
It does. And included the forecast. Oh, here's what it looks like in September 23rd. Here's what it'll look like October 7th. Here's what it'll look like October 21st. Hey, guess what? October 21st. They're in our backyard, Jeff. We're going to be peeking.
That's it. Here's how you should look for the greatest fall leaves.
No, no. Not how you should look. How you should leaf
peep.
Excuse
me. Leaf peep. Dave will come over for $5. He'll wash your windows. Boom! They're right there. Or maybe you go to church. Boom! They're right there again. Maybe you go play golf. Boom! They're all over the golf course.
Take a walk.
Boom! Take a walk. They're right there. Or I could drive 7 hours, my kids melting down, and it's raining. And guess what? They're the same colors as they were in my backyard. What a bunch of suckers.
Yeah, but this time they're in Duluth, Chad.
Leaf peeping. Oh, my God. I want us to make money on this. Let's next year put out a guide. A guidebook to how you leaf peep.
How about a listener trip? Join Chad on his excursion to the North Shore.
No.
Leaf peeping.
A canoe trip.
No. Okay, that's fine, but I'll tout it, but I will zoom in with you while I'm watching the Vikings game from my living room.
Yeah, hey, you're at the red ones there, huh?
Hey, whoa. Oh, that's an orange. Where are you? You're by New Scene Cafe? Look at this. Do you see this? Oh, where are you? I'm looking out my window while I'm watching the Vikings game. I mean, come on. Admit it. Text me 651-461-9226. You feel foolish how far you have driven to see leaves the same colors as you're driving to arrive at the scene.
Even the birds, who have the best view of all, you know what they
leave
do this time of the year? They're headed south.
They go the opposite way, and they laugh at you. They're pooping on you, you know, sending you a message. You can't be this big a sucker. All right, let me chime in here. I am willing to take on Big Battery right now.
Oh.
Big Battery, you are in my sights, okay? Because somehow, when I agreed to put smoke detectors in my house, Big Battery decided they would never beep at 11:15 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
They would never beep at 6:12 p.m. They would do what they did to me last night, basically a shiv in my back. A shiv in my back. 3:55 a.m. Beep. 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 And it's by, okay, just to add to it, it's near the carbon monoxide detector. Okay, so you do get a little bit worried. I'm still battling the broken refrigerator. So hopefully resolved in the next 24 hours. So they're so close, so I'm groggy. I'm like, wait a second, could this be the smoke detector or is it the carbon monoxide? Like a great detective, I quickly realize it's the smoke detector.
Well done,
this smoke detector. Thank you. Thank you. For $5, I'll come over and I'll identify which is beeping. I won't fix it. I mean, it might take me a couple minutes, but I'll lock it in. Now this, and I moved into this house a couple years old. I don't know why the Prentices put this smoke detector on the edge of the stairs going upstairs. So when you... What the heck was that?
That was my throat clearing.
Whoa, are you
accident.
Okay?
Sorry,
there? Yeah. Jeez.
I'm getting choked up over this.
It's an emotional. It's emotional. So when you replace this battery, you're like Evel Knievel jumping the Snake River. You're
right.
Teetering over the railing.
Did you pull the chute?
Did you need a ladder for this, or was it
no.
within arm's reach?
No, because I show courage. I look cowards in the eye and say, step aside. And I got it done. Why the bleep can that thing not go off at 2 in the afternoon as opposed to like 3 straight times? And I don't need to hear, replace them all at the same time.
Mm, yes.
Because they all don't then, like if I go home and replace them today after we have our 6-hour show meeting and I replace them at 9 o'clock, that doesn't mean in 2 months at 9 o'clock, boom, 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 they all switch at 9 o'clock. Again, are you with me? Do you guys have the same issue?
I'm wondering if your beef is not so much with Big Battery. Is this a Big Detector thing? Does Big Detector have it out to you? Maybe the batteries aren't even dead. Maybe they're in cahoots.
Big Detector.
Maybe Big Detector's got a little computer chip that knows what time it is and says every, 4, 5, 6, 7 months.
They're zapping me.
3:15 a.m. We're going to get them. We're going to get them again.
They're zapping me. That's very possible. The last one is sweet. Quentin found out about 4 or 5 months ago he had had bone density issues that were significant for 4 or 5 years and gravely concerned about that. And, his back on the right side is pronounced. It's dramatically different. And we had to change a lot of things. And then we found out about, I think it was May, June, that his bone density had improved remarkably. Right? He has horrible reflux, and so some of the medication was playing a part. So now Quentin can bowl again. He wasn't able to bowl. And he wants to bowl because he wants to bowl with his friends. And so we're going to Park Tavern once a week for Special Olympics and bowling with his kids. It's on at Chad Hartman Show. I also had it on the Instagram at Chad Hartman Show. And you're going through something amazing right now in your life, Mike. Mike. I just called you Mike.
That's my brother's name.
Hey, Tom.
Fred. Hey, Fred. No, you just had a baby, right?
Yeah.
And there are just different moments in your life that either everybody faces or there's something unique about it. And to see Quentin finally able to do this with his kids just borderline brought me to tears. So it was just fantastic. Now, if he's in charge of that... smoke detector beeping, we're going to have to talk about bowling.
Mm.
Bowling might be off. I don't know about that.
When you go, do you put on the shoes and the glove and just totally Pete Weber him? Who do you think you are? I am?
I bowl next to him and I taunt him. I bowl next to him. Yeah. There might be a parent bowling event. What do I do that? One point I was average. When is the last time everybody's bowled? Do you have any idea?
Last winter for me with the kids.
Really?
Yeah.
With kids, okay.
With the kids, yeah.
Yeah, it's
and
been
I
a while.
I destroyed them.
Probably at a birthday party for Q when somebody didn't show up. So sometime in the last 3-4 years. But no, I don't think I'm going to quite go Pete Weber at this point. Sex education in school, that's next. All right, we know Ron DeSantis likes to get involved in a lot of social issues. And a lot of people love that about him. Others are like, enough Big Brother, step away. Florida told school districts on the state they may not teach teenagers about contraception. Show them pictures depicting human reproductive anatomy, or discuss topics such as sexual consent and domestic violence. All those are out, according to district officials. So Orange County, big county, central part of the state, plans to scrap its own high school sex education plan. The district's now abandoned plan stresses abstinence for teenagers, but also provides information on how pregnancy occurs, the pros and cons of various birth control methods, and what consent means, and ways to handle pressure to be sexually active. That was the previous plan, which now is out. Broward County, big county, down of Fort Lauderdale, has until early October to tell the state how it plans to teach about reproductive health during the 24-25 year. So this is involving 6th to 12th grade. The law, again, requires the schools to emphasize the benefits of sexual abstinence as the expected standard and the consequences of teenage pregnancy. But again, in the past, going to Orange County, right? They started lessons in 5th grade with a class on physical changes of puberty. And for high schoolers, again, this is high schoolers, not 5th graders. This is now, I'm not sure if Florida views that 10th, 11th, 12th or 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th. High schoolers provide a conversation about contraception and sexually transmitted diseases, among other topics. Dave Harrigan, your kids are too young for this, but they will reach that level, and you have two girls. What do you want? Because I think this dilemma is even different than emphasizing which social studies, which parts of history, which language requirements, and other things where parents will get involved and they'll have an opinion, but it's not as personal. They will not maybe enthusiastically appreciate it as much or abhor it, saying, wait a second, what are you doing? Because there are examples, I will say, where I've read about it here or elsewhere, and I thought, man, that's too young. Or, really, we're going to do nothing. Because to me, if you've decided, and let's just emphasize high school now, and sex is going to be discussed in some way, you're really only just going to say abstinence? That's it? If you want to make the argument, we think this is so personal, and let's say the school has 500 high school seniors, big school, we might get 375 different opinions, so we're just going to pass. We're just going to leave it up to a parent, parents, guardian, and they can provide. I get that better than in public schools, not a private school, all different there. You know what you're signing up for. And either you stay or you leave. But if you're going to talk sex, the only thing you're going to discuss is abstinence? No. If you decided to jump into this territory, I think with high school kids, you should discuss other parts of it.
You should give them the truth?
Yeah.
The whole truth?
And by the way, And I want to hear from people. 651-461-9226. You have a high schooler now. You remember what you were taught. You have feelings about a grandchild. You're a teacher who is listening to us on break, whatever it might be. And I think you should. On break, it's the only show all teachers should be allowed to listen to all across the globe, our show.
Or in class.
Right, classes. You know, I don't know if during sex talk you want to have us. There are times it could be. Dave Harrigan, you're going to face this. What should be taught to your girls when they get to at least 10th grade?
I would like them to know the truth. I would like them to know what options are out there if you do indeed have sex. Yeah,
you want contraception?
Yes, I want them to be prepared for the real world. I'm thinking back to my sex ed classes. And I remember two stages. Fifth grade was when, you know, they first tell you, okay, here's how boys and girls are different, basically. Mm-hmm. They split the whole, you know, there was three fifth grade classes in the school. Boys went into that room. Girls went into that room. We were all with a male teacher. You know, here's what the girl anatomy looks like. Here's the boy anatomy. And that was basically it.
Mm-hmm.
That was as much as a fifth grader
That's
needs
my
to
memory
know.
Also.
Yes. And then I believe it was in ninth grade is when you got to actual sex education,
mm-hmm.
talking about sexual intercourse, talking about the good and the bad and what can happen. And I will never forget having been to be shown the legendary, at least at our school, STD slideshow.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what they all look like when they're on you.
Mm.
If you want to scare it straight, that'll do it right there.
That'll leave a mark.
That'll leave a mark. Well, in more ways than one.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I would like them to know what's available, what options are out there for men, for women, to be prepared for the real world. That's what we ask out of our schools for every other subject. Why should this be different?
I also would want taught sexual abuse.
Yes.
Protecting yourself.
Especially as a father of girls.
Yeah.
I want them to know.
Right. We've went down the line before on the laws in different states on if kids are trying to transition. So we've discussed that before. We'll discuss again. I want to separate that from the conversation here. But I will say this. There are some states where these conversations are happening only with the teachers and not with the parents, where I think it's way too young. I do. I think parents, in almost all cases, except for very rare exceptions of abuse, of fear, should absolutely be involved if a child is talking to a teacher about something so dramatic at such a young age. I think that is way too young, and I do not in any way get into some of the bigoted responses to when individuals transition and the idea that somehow something wrong with these individuals or the mockery of it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. But sometimes with some of these schools and how young these kids are, come on now. Let's let them, their brain further develop, their bodies mature before they're making such an enormous decision. But on this, if the school is going to get involved, it can't just be abstinence. No, this isn't the private Catholic school. It's a public school. If you decide you're not going to talk about it at all, I think you're abdicating responsibility myself. And I think you can talk about some rudimentary, essential conversations where the overwhelming majority of the parents and adults would agree. Are you going to get everybody? You're not.
No.
I don't think we can stop. Again, the hypothetical, it's a 500 grade class. I'm not sure we can stop every time one parent says, excuse me, I don't agree with what you're doing here on a particular subject, on a topic. I'm not saying the one parent should be dismissed, but if we start changing school policies and classes and what is taught, if just one person raises their hand, then what is actually going to get done?
Nothing in any subject.
Yeah, nothing in any subject. Let's do this. What do you want to say about what Florida's saying? It's abstinence. That's it. Nothing else. You think Florida is right on line? Or you think that they're trying to turn the clock back to a time when we were making mistakes and not informing kids? Because, no, I do not think, I'll say one last thing, I do not think once one child learns of something in 10th grade, all of a sudden they're going to have sex haphazardly. I don't think this is a tipping point. Just like I think the rates of the HPV vaccine is frighteningly low, I think it's sad that people don't get that vaccine for their kids. If the only explanation is, well, I'm worried my kids are going to start having sex now, that's not going to be the tipping point. And I just don't know how you could look at your kid years later if they potentially have cancer and the vaccine is so effective and most likely you could have stopped that cancer from taking place. What do you want to say? Phone calls and text 651-461-9226. We're talking now Florida and the policy of only teaching abstinence 6th through 12th grade. In particular, we're talking about high school and what you think about it. We gave our opinion before the break. Let's chime in with a lot of texts here. 651-461-9226. I guess they'll have to get their sexual health info from the internet. What possibly could go wrong? When I was in high school, there was no sex education school. That's what parents are for. Sex ed should not be in public schools. I get that side of the conversation. I do, because I think I could line up 10 good friends of mine. And it wouldn't shock me if there's three people agree with this amount. Three others are saying, come on, we got to tell more. Three are saying, let's tell everything. And on the parents, there are a lot of parents who are pretty open-minded, compassionate, and understanding, and hit the right notes. And others just don't want to discuss it at all. I think I had a lot of sex education talk from...
Your father didn't give you the birds and the bees?
How do you think that would have went? Maybe that should be one of our bits. Carter and Dave Lee both doing their father, giving me sex ed talk at the 100-year celebration. How do you think that would have went?
I'd like the bit.
Didn't have one single conversation ever. Hi, when I was a teacher, I'd dim the lights during my prep hour, lay on the floor, listen to your show, and take a little siesta. See?
That counts.
Yeah. Shouldn't it be the parents' responsibility to teach the children those type of things? What do you say to that part?
Read that one more time.
Shouldn't it be the parents' responsibility to teach the children those type of things?
Well, it,
verbatim.
It is the parents' responsibility to at least weigh in, I think, for something that important about life. I think a parent should do at least a little something. But I also think the schools, public schools in particular, absolutely have a role in it because, well, they are the professional teachers, right? And I think there's something a little bit more powerful about it. Specifically, I gave you the fifth grade example, going into a room with all the boys with a male teacher. You know, there was no shame. There was no embarrassment. It was, and, you know, getting that the birds and bees talk from your parents, be a little awkward.
I think... And I know it's hard to believe because we'll get into a lot of political talk in the first couple of segments next hour. The middle is available, right? Where it's not about nothing, but it's not maybe as specific, or if you prefer the word graphic, that's not what I would use, but some would use that. You're not going to go that far, but you're providing a baseline of information in many ways, to protect the children.
Yes.
And that's another part of the responsibility of a teacher.
Yes. And there can, I'm sure there's communication from the schools to the parents. Hey, here's what we're going to do. Here's what they will be taught. Here's what will be covered. Here's what won't be covered. And now you know. And if you want to take extra steps, you have the power to do that.
Mr. DeSantis, there's a platform out there where there's a ton of misinformation surrounding sexual education, violence, pregnancy that the kids can access for free. What is your plan to keep young kids away from this platform?
Yeah.
the internet and the information they're still going to get. The moral aspect should be the parents' job, but it's a public health issue as well, and that's where the school has a role. I think that's that hits on it right there and well stated. Latest construction time check. Time for us to stop talking this hour. It's time to replace your old windows with Infinity from Arvin and get 75% off insulation labor. Hey, we're early. We're a little early.
Not bad.
How about CBS and Mark Fry next?